We were starting to see a couple of incidents that were alarming to us, I guess, in the field when it came to hunting and field use of firearms.
Can you give us some examples of that?
Just a couple of instances where people were having accidental discharges of firearms. Certainly, there weren't huge numbers of them. There was just a couple that prompted us to have a little bit of a look from a national perspective. And so we did a little bit of an analysis on injuries and deaths caused by firearms across Australia. And what we found as part of that, as part of the National Coronial Institute report that we received, was that firearms and field use of firearms ranked second last in terms of the number of incidents. So it was just below ball sports. So what it's telling us is that it's a very safe pastime. People tend to do the right thing because of the seriousness of them. But the small incidents that we did actually see, we did see there was a couple of trends there that we needed to actually address with some repeat messaging. One of the biggest trends there that we wanted to really address was that about 70% of those incidents that did occur involved people with a firearms licence who had held it for 10 years or more.
So relatively experienced, one would think.
You would think so. And so that was an alarming statistic for us to say, well, when people first get a firearms licence, they need to do a training course, which is a very good course. But, of course, if you don't actually go out and hunt a lot or handle firearms a lot, sometimes we can have some complacency creep in. And, of course, this campaign is about repeat messaging of the basics around firearm safety.
So what's in this kit?
So the kit contains, first of all, a rather large magnet, which is very good for fridges and holding up kids' homework. And, of course, what that does for firearms licence holders, it means those repeat messaging is in their eye line constantly.
Because in a big font, be gun safe.
Very much so. So the messaging is in their eye line. A rather large sticker, which we would hope would go on people's firearms safe. So as soon as they go near a firearm, the messaging is there again. And, of course, most importantly, are two very small and quite cheap gadgets that to manufacture is a guns bag key ring, which actually asks the question, is it loaded? Because one of the statistics we found is that people were putting firearms away loaded. And, of course, that's causing some issues.
Are they doing that on purpose?
I don't think so. I think it's just complacency and not actually practicing the basics. I must say it's a very small number of incidents we're seeing in this space. But, of course, any incident causing injury or death with a firearm is a tragedy, and particularly a tragic event because it can be avoided by following the basics. The other parts of the kit is that we've got a firearm safety flag, which is something that gets inserted into the breech of the firearm. And, of course, if you insert that into the firearm, there can't be a projectile in it, so it can't be loaded. And, of course, you can't close the mechanism or the bolt in that case as well, which means that firearm is safe, and it flags to everybody this firearm is safe.